Here's a thought about fine art photographers. Yesterday I was being amused by the cute dessert setting on my camera and comparing it to the Pepper number 30 that Edward Weston made. And I made the comment that perhaps the difference between cute dessert and Pepper number 30 would give us a clue about what the difference is between a snapshot and a fine art photograph. Well, I want to extend that idea one more step. There are literally trillions of photographs being made on a regular basis these days, and photography has gone through a boom of unbelievable proportions. Just look at any of the statistics and the impact of the smartphone and the iPhone on photography, etc., and you'll see that photography is a hot, hot, hot commodity these days. Lots of people, however, have started to notice that the trend on cameras, camera sales, camera manufacturing has reversed, and things are starting to slow down in terms of the traditional camera business, and that gives a lot of people worry about what the future of photography is. But I think there's an anomaly at play here that we have to keep in mind. I'm not convinced there are any more or fewer fine art photographers today than there were 30 years ago. I think there's a huge bubble about people who are taking snapshots and sharing them via social media. So much easier to do that with a smartphone than it was with a camera where you had to take the film to the drugstore and have prints and etc. But I don't think the downtrend in photography in general says anything about what's happening in the world of fine art photography. If anything, there are probably more fine art photographers now than 30 years ago, but not by the proportional scale that we're seeing in terms of pictures made and all the other metrics that are measuring the camera business. When photography becomes popular, a small percentage of those people get hooked and become interested in fine art photography. But it's a tiny, tiny percent. Those of us who are interested in fine art photography are always anxious to welcome new people to our passion. And that'll never change. But I don't think the fact that the traditional camera business is in trouble these days says anything about what's going on with fine art photography, and that tiny, tiny core of people for whom this is, as Win Bullock used to call it, a way of life.